speaking of Kevin Smith, let me tell you who this guy is if you don't know. This is the director of the movie Clerks. And Clerks prompted a career. Five films, I believe. Chasing Amy, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, and the new one, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Now, Jay and Silent Bob, in terms of the trades, I'm going to review it tomorrow. In terms of the trades, got horrible reviews. The reviews and the trades were terrible. Kevin Smith was on our show on Channel 5 the other day, and we've borrowed a little bit of that audio. I want you to hear, because I just enjoy this, his response to those bad reviews. Then either he calls us or I'm going to play you something else. And when you hear the next thing, that's what we're going to talk about. Here's Kevin Smith.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Out. That's what the trades are saying this morning, much to the chagrin of the film's director, former indie auteur, and current Hollywood sellout Kevin Smith. In Variety and The Hollywood Reporter this morning, Smith was torn a new one by two clueless pundits. Go by the name of Scott Foundas and Kirk Honeycutt, respectively, in the venerable industry rag Variety, which is in trouble, as we just heard. Foundas said of the new comedy opening this Friday, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back against what? The audience? Not to be outdone. The reporter reported that Smith is a visual klutz. When asked to comment, Smith said, come on, I've got a dream job, a slew of fans, hot wife, beautiful daughter, must-see movie, and millions of dollars in my bank account. Do you really think I'm sweating a spanking by the trades? I mean, I can understand the venom. I'd be bitter and humorless, too, if I wanted to write the great American novel and instead found myself, forced to opine on movies employing terms like laugher and boffo. If Pauline Kael or Janet Maslin panned my movie, I'd feel bad, but Foundas and Honeycutt, I think I'll sleep okay tonight. Based on advanced reactions to the movie from people who really matter, the audience, Smith doesn't seem to have too much to worry about this week, and unless KTLA's Sam Rubin pans the movie, now that would hurt.
So. All right.
Whoa!
That's great.
All right, Kevin Smith, there he is. All right, so I think that's great. Good for him. Again, I always do this. I truly don't want to review a movie until the opening day. There will be other reviews of this movie, and I think some of them will be bad. I don't think all of them necessarily will be, but some of them will be bad. The movie requires a lot of the audience, and you have to have a lot of knowledge about Kevin Smith. You have to be aware of him and his films. If you are, then I think you might get a real kick out of it. All right, Jason, because I just want to ask you as an everyman, do you know what Kevin Smith looks like? Can you describe him?
Yes.
Okay, he's heavy. How heavy would you say he is?
Well, I haven't seen him in a couple years, but he's a big guy. He's got longer hair.
Longer hair,
the beard
and the goatee and mustache, long hair. Basically, if you were to describe him, Kevin Smith, I'm so bad at this kind of stuff, is shorter than I am. He's about 5'8", and he's at least 50 pounds heavier than I. He's way over 200 pounds. So he's kind of this fire plug of a guy, but obviously is having success in a tremendous amount of stars in this movie. What we did on the show is then Kevin Smith comes in and gets this opportunity to interview his wife. I don't know if this is the whole interview. How long is this?
This is a minute.
Okay, this is him talking to his wife. Listen to this, and then we're going to get to what I want to get to. Here we go.
I just thought of a question. How did you meet the director?
I interviewed the director. I used to work for USA Today.
Get out of here. Oh, good paper.
An excellent paper, who happens to love this movie,
yes.
From what I understand.
Yes.
I interviewed Kevin, and we fell in love.
Interesting. I like that. You'll do well. The other women in the movie, Ali Larter, Eliza mm-hmm. Dushku, Shannon Elizabeth, you guys bond, get along, have a good time?
We really got along, and Kevin
yes.
gave me this wonderful piece of advice going in. He said, well, you have to be careful because the other girls might hate you.
Because? Why?
Because you're the director's wife and then you've never acted before.
Right.
So I was terrified going in.
Right.
And we instantly bonded. So that was the beginning and end of his directing.
He's not, as we see in the trailers this morning, he's not a very good director.
Very, very true. No, they were wonderful.
But you're not the only Smith woman in the picture, correct?
Correct. Our daughter,
their daughter's
Harley
in
Quinn
it.
Smith.
They're very cute.
Smith put his daughter in the movie as well.
you know what? I nepotism doesn't bother me if you're upfront and honest about it. Here's my question. Here's what we are finally getting to. And again, if you saw this on Channel 5, you can appreciate the visual. If you haven't seen it, you might be able to talk about it anyway. All right. Kevin Smith has got the rap. Terrific personality, obviously. I think you can hear that on these tapes. The wife, totally beautiful. Slender. He said it. Hot. Long, it's kind of that hennaed hair, very, very attractive. Certainly beautiful enough to, share scenes with Shannon Elizabeth, etc., in the movie. How does a guy like Kevin Smith get a girl like that? And what we were kicking around at Channel 5 is Krisky, you know, my friends from the show were like, come on, he's a movie director. That's how he got her. And I said, no, this guy actually has the rap. And that's why. It's like the Tao of Steve in real life. It doesn't matter how heavy he is and all that stuff. He sort of got the rap. He was going to do fine anyway. And we asked a couple of the women to work on the show. And they were like, you know what? He would do fine. And others said, no, no, no. You know, it's the job. I want to know what you think. This guy, Kevin Smith, if you know who he is, you know, is not going to be posing for muscle and fitness anytime soon. His wife, a beauty, a completely accomplished newspaper reporter, big job. She goes to interview him and never comes back because she falls in love. They get married. They have the child. They're in the movie. I don't know why she fell in love with him. Why do you think she did? Is it because of his charming personality that you've heard? Or is it because he's a big shot Hollywood director? You get on the air and join us here. 520-9710. 520-9710. Orange County at 977-9710. You got a Carphone Sprint PCS. It is #971. But the basic question is this. You know, in terms of landing these quote unquote quality women, if you've got the gig, you know, Lycus always talks about that. You got the wallet. Is that what does it? Or you think personality has something to do with it? 520-9710. Jason, you want to take a break? Is that what you want to do? We're going to take a break and then several of your calls as we continue live here. Sam Rubin's on 97.1. It's the Southlands FM talk station.